heard. Be different. Be UJFM.
UJFM, dynamically shaping the future.
Look, right now, the most exciting thing that is possible, as we've been speaking throughout this whole entire time, we are at a book launch that is happening right here at the Auckland Park campus at the library. And what an honor, as we do have right now with you here, we have our Professor Letlhoka, George Mbedi, and our wonderful Deputy Minister, the Honorable Dr. Mimi Gondwe. Right here, it's an honor to have you guys, a privilege. We hope you guys are doing well. How have you guys been feeling with this wonderful launch that is happening today? Doctor, Prof, you can definitely start off first.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you and your listeners. It's good to be back, you know, with you. UJFM 95.4. It's a wonderful day, and it's quite an honor for us to be together here at the UJ Library launching Women. Women's a book we published to celebrate women. And with me, as you've rightly pointed out, I'm with the Honorable Minister, Deputy Minister of Higher Education, Dr. Mimi Gondwe. It's quite an honor to have her here. Welcome also to the great university, Honorable Deputy Minister.
Kya leboga Professor Mbedi en ke dumedisa baretsi ba UJFM 94.4, Shaping the Future. I'm so excited to be here and to be at this institution. It's my first public engagement, so yeah, it's an honor.
We are honored.
We really, really also are honored so much to be able to have you as well. Prof, looking that earlier on, you did launch a book, Mama, earlier on.
That's right.
That launched earlier, and right now you are launching another book today called Woman. Yeah. What inspired you to be able to go on and write another book and say, you know what, I'm going to launch another book, Woman, right here? What came to that decision?
Yeah, look, as you know, we launched Mama, which was a book celebrating mamas just before Mother's Day. And I saw a gap that, you know, us men, we are a problem, but we can also be a solution. And through a publication like this, we can really celebrate women. And I invited a number of colleagues, both men and women, to contribute, and we're going to continue to build. And as I've rightly pointed out, the book is called Women, but we use it as an acronym to stand for wise, optimistic, motivating, empowering, and nurturing. Of course, there are many other great women that we can celebrate, and we will celebrate. Next year, we're going to launch another book. We're going to partner with my colleague, Vice-Chancellor of Tshwane University, Professor Tinyiko Maluleke, to put that book together. So it will be UJNTT to celebrate more women. So it's a start. We hope it will encourage other people to celebrate people more with books like this.
That is really incredible as well for you guys to be able to want to reach that as well. And for you, Dr. Mimi, what would you, as a woman yourself, how does it feel being at such an event and knowing that, you know, such books are being written about women, to be able to encourage other women out there as well?
Prof, I hope that the second leg of the book, you will invite me to open.
Definitely. I wanted to ask you, but politely and
to
formally.
To also pen a chapter or two.
Please.
Because I do like writing.
Please.
Look, let me be honest. I'm one of the people that really feel we still have a long way to go as women. Mm-hmm. We hold up more than half of the sky, but we're still not at the right tables, you know, at the right time. A lot of us are educated now, but I think when I was speaking earlier, I bemoaned the plight of the girl child, you know. I recently read somewhere that since April this year, 4,000, you know, young girls between the ages of 10 and 19 in the Eastern Cape have fallen pregnant. Mm-hmm. And that means that these girl children are being denied the opportunity to go back to school. And so I think as Deputy Minister, look, I haven't received my delegations as yet, so I'm waiting on the Minister to give me my delegation so that I know what the focus of my work will be. But I think something that really lies close to my heart is empowering the girl child, and especially ensuring that those young girl children that are out of the education system, that are not in employment, you know, find something to do either at a community college level or a TVET college level. And I think for me, being you know, a woman and an educated one, I realized that education has really made a difference in my life. It set me apart. I have a doctorate and a master's from Stellenbosch University. I have an LLB from Rhodes, a Bachelor of Arts from the University of Cape Town. And that has set me apart and given me the opportunities that I have now. And I'm really glad that now with politics as well, it's taking a different direction. Competence is being considered and no longer whether you are a comrade or not, but whether you can do the job or not. And so there are a lot more women that can do the job. And I'm hoping that in my current role, I'll be able to celebrate those women in the course of doing my work. So, yeah, I'm all for women, but I really feel we need to be empowered. And I like what Prof. Mbedi said about men being the problem. You know, at Parliament, I used to always say when we have debates for Women's Day, like we're going to have a debate now, most of the people debating would be women. But I'll be like, but women are not the problem. Denying women opportunities and the like. But I think what I want to say to young girls out there who see themselves, you know, being leaders and the like, don't forget that women lead very differently from men. Lead with compassion, lead with care and kindness. Lead with the difference that you bring as a woman. Mm-hmm. We look at problems differently from men, and we tend to be bridge builders. Mm-hmm. We tend to be nurturers. Mm-hmm. You know, there's that adage that I like that says, if you educate a girl child, you educate a nation. Indeed, mm-hmm. when you educate us, we want to take other people along. So I want to, you know, make a clarion call to all young women out there who see themselves as leaders to be authentic in their leadership. Don't try to be like a man. And always find your own footing and build your own brand and find yourself, you know, because if you want to be like someone else, you're not going to be a genuine leader. And you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. Yes. Bob Marley said that, yeah?
You answered most of the questions that I wanted to ask you. Please. About, you know, a girl child, empowering girl children, the message that you want to give to these girl children. But what I want to know from you as a woman, as a young woman currently, you know, Abu Mama Helen fought for women nationwide, you know. Do you think we are living up to what they fought for? Or do you think as women ourselves, we still have a lot to do, you know? I mean, we are always saying men are the problem, but what are we doing on our side, you know?
Yeah, you made a very good point because I find that sometimes you find women that are in leadership spaces or roles, but they tend to forget to carry other women along. And so sometimes I don't always feel we're living up to that. And we've got to look, I won't lead forever. And I'm hoping a young girl, as beautiful and as confident as you are one day, can also fill my shoes, you know, and make a difference as well. But you're always building on as a leader. You know, and you never know enough. So I just want to encourage young girls as well, keep learning, keep building yourself, improving yourself as a leader, because you can never know. I think, I'm not sure who said it, but somebody said, you'll only stop learning when you're dead. Empower yourself, capacitate yourself, and be humble.
Lovely.
And I think I said when I was talking earlier that, you know, people be like DM, and that got to me a bit. And I said, look, I'm a person like you. If you see me here, it's because of somebody else who took an interest in me and believed in me. And find that person that believes in you.
Tapelo, when we were off air, you spoke of, we need a book for men. So, do you think it's on the way?
It is. Next year, we're going to publish a book called Mama. Yes. Next year, we're going to publish a book called Papa.
Papa, can need.
And Dr. Gondra has written in that book,
That's really amazing. That, Deputy Minister, you can write the foreword, because that one, it's for UJ staff. And we encourage majority of people who haven't published, because if you look at Mama, many of the people are not academics, but they wrote from their heart.
So
Definitely. And because, you know, we want to celebrate dads as well.
Yes.
Yeah, we shouldn't give them out.
Yes.
And we're also going to, but I mustn't share too much.
I think more than anything, as Ipiling was mentioning now, that we did speak about it off air. And basically what made us speak about it off air, at the same time, I was thinking at the thought that, you know, it's amazing that Prof, you know, this book is being written about women, but would be, you know, nice as well to have a book about men to guide them as well.
That's right.
To be able to guide them in the right direction that, hey, look, we understand, you know, in this world you're messing up, but this is the right way for you to go. To be able to start getting certain things right. So the fact that you guys, you have that thought in mind and you really want to do that, it's really amazing because it can get out to a lot of men. And for us as well, as men, young boys as myself, young men getting into that certain age, for us to also be confident enough to stand up next to each other. Hey, look, no, we are going to fight everything that is happening, and we're also going to, you know, as Mama Nabua, you know, women are really more nurturing than, more empowering than what men is. As a man, think of yourself and you really just want to get there without...
Papa, you find that most men are raised by women.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Like me. I only had it not been for my mom. Who raised me and my siblings single-headedly.
But look at you now.
Look at you.
Households in our country. And, you know, as saddening as it is, but women are really stepping up and nurturing and grooming leaders.
Yes. It's really amazing as well to be able to see, you know, how women can be able to step out and, you know, be so nurturing, be those type of leaders because it can inspire the children and everyone as well at the same time. Now, Prof, within writing this book and everything, what would you say is the word that you want to get out to the women out there? What is the word you're trying to get out to them and try to inspire them the whole time? What would you say? How do you want this book to be able to inspire them?
Look, I didn't write the book. I edited it.
Awesome.
And I contributed a chapter about my mom. And I also co-authored a chapter acknowledging with Datile Bohang Siale, based here at UJ, acknowledging that a lot has been achieved, but there's more still to be done. But to answer your question, in my chapter, of course, I say, you know, I borrowed from Tupac Shakur, and I said... we appreciate you, and saying to my mom, but also to other women, I want this book to send a clear message that we see women, we appreciate them, and not all men are a problem, and men like us are going to continue to work with like-minded men to share the gospel, to make sure that the women get their flowers.
Yes. So when it comes to that, Prof, with the book, where can one be able to get the book? Where can one purchase the book?
The book is available from the great University of Johannesburg Press.
Yes.
One can download it for free as an e-book. But if you want a hard copy, we have to recover the printing costs. So it is sold for... you know, a low price of 200 rands.
Yes.
So you can order it from UJ Press. But if you want an ebook,
yes,
it's available in four formats, you know, that you can download it free of charge. And you can even share it with the world.
Yes. Know? Now, that's what I was thinking of. I was about to say with that, I was thinking, look at this book and see, you know, what is happening. Read it as well, for myself as well, to be able to read it, you know, as a young man, rather having a sister and a mom as well. It's really, really good to be able to see that, you know, we would want to be able to get more women out there, be inspired by them, and we truly are inspired by your likes as well, Mama Lelena. Everything that you do, we really do thank you guys, because Prof, as much as you always say you love UJFM, we love you as well. We love you as well so much.
One last question for Doctor. As a young woman who would want to get into politics as a woman of your stature, what word of advice is there for you? You know,
start in your community. Start in your community. Charity begins at home. Start by waking up, cleaning up your mom's yard, going and volunteering to clean up a neighbor's yard. Start being an activist first in your community. If you start there, and then that way you'll cultivate culture, yes, servant leadership. Because I tend to worry that sometimes we have these leaders that feel they're entitled to certain things, entitled to treat people, you know, badly or belittle them because they are leaders and they are not. So that thing, it's a huruta humility. And then you can move on now in, you know, joining your student structures, find a political home that appeals to you. I must tell you something fascinating. Why I joined the DA was because the DA MPs, the way they used to treat officials at parliament was different from the way other MPs treated them. They valued the work. They would always give feedback. They always had constructive things to say. Do you know how sometimes the political home you choose, you're attracted to the people, not so much the values, etc. Because the people that are part of that party live out those values, yeah?
Yes.
And then you find your political home, and the rest will be history, and then you work your way up. And
Yeah, lovely. Started home.
It really is true. Anything, but everything starts at home. You need to be able to take care of dilo ko khai and make sure dilo ta go di siam.
Yes.
But then more than that, really, we do thank you guys. We really are inspired by what you guys do, the work that you guys do, everything that you have done. It's truly inspiring. And more than anything, we also do look forward to seeing what's going to happen as time goes on. We do believe the book is going to be a really, really great success. And we will continue celebrating women in all types of forms. We care about you and everything that you have done. And we really can't wait to see women be able to grow, change more, and you know, just change more in that is happening in our structure, in the world around. So
she's
we really do appreciate
doing it, you know,
in such a fantastic way, in such a fantastic way.
Thank you.
We also can't wait to be able to see us, be able to get more books that we can be able to read and have more information. So that we can raise good kids as well.
Us at the Department of Higher Education,
yes.
We are here to serve you,
definitely,
not the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know. Contact me on X.
Okay.
I'm about to say Twitter, I remember. Contact me via Facebook, whatever. I want to be accessible. I want to be there and make a difference.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate having you guys here. It was an honor having to get to interview you guys.
Thank you.
With the book launch, we know the book is going to be incredible. Mm. We can't wait for more books to come. Look, always a great time having you guys right here
by
UJFM.
Keep
thank
up the good
you.
Work. UJFM 95.4.
Thank you.
In the future.
Thank you so much for now, guys. That was our interview with our lovely doctor and the professor as well. For now, we are jumping back into the good music. The song, it is Draga, Show My Love, that is featuring Sky Wonder.
UJFM.
Learning together from our diversity.
And we'll continue to show that. And you know why we do this? Is because we know where we want to go. We know our vision. We know what we want to do as a university. In this city, in this country, in Africa, in the global south, and in the world. And the beauty of it is that we're doing this together. And the beauty of it is that we're doing this together.
UJFM.
Learning together from our diversity. Only on UJFM 95.4.
Dynamic.